Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio stations. We are certainly glad to be your hosts. And reminding you, if you have something to send to us, pretty easy to do that. Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Kim, I've got a couple of kind of ghostly related things as we get in here to mid-October. Short ones.
Very good. Very good. Okay, I've got just kind of a variety of things myself. Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication. They're located in the heart of the greatest beef cow calf producing regions in the world. And I just want to tell you a little bit about them. All aspects of agriculture is covered. They have information on grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy, cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of their weekly coverage on Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
As you sit down this fall and make your plans for next year's vacation, go to visitvalentine.org. Check out Smith Falls State Park, McKelvey National Forest, the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, Bowering, Sandhills Ranch, Merritt Reservoir, you name it. Check it out at visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you. You're familiar with the Bullock Hotel in Deadwood, South Dakota, right?
Of course, yeah.
Many of our area listeners will have been there or know about it. And when Wild West legend Seth Bullock first moved to the town of Deadwood, he opened up a hardware store with his longtime partner, Sol Starr. Following the death of Wild Bill Hickok, he was even appointed sheriff and was able to clean up the once wild town. After their hardware store burned down, Bullock and Starr built the finest hotel in town called the Bullock Hotel. After Bullock passed away in 1919, his beloved hotel turned into a ghostly hotspot. Many people believe that his spirit remained behind to ensure that things are running smoothly. Guests have been known to see spirits in the halls or restaurant, felt a tap on the shoulder, or even heard their name being called out. Staff members have seen an increase in paranormal activity anytime they're standing idle. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, no kidding.
No doubt Bullock telling them to get back to work. So, a couple of other things that we're going to get through later on in the program. The Ship of Death in Wyoming. Interesting, right?
Well, yeah.
And the ghost town of Bannock, Montana. Kim, what do you have to share today?
Well, here's a couple of cute little stories. Just before the funeral services, the undertaker came up to a very elderly widow and asked, "How old was your husband?" 98, she replied. "2 years older than me." "So you're 96, the undertaker commented. She responded, "Hardly worth going home, isn't it?"
I don't think that's what the undertaker, that seems like a naughty word. Yeah. The funeral director said.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he meant. And here's another little story. During a Christmas exam, one of the questions was, what causes a depression? One of the students wrote, "God knows, I don't. Merry Christmas." The exam paper came back with the professor's notation. God gets 100, you get 0. Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. Good response on that. All right. I'm going to go. You're all wondering what the Ship of Death in Wyoming is.
Yeah,
now, right?
I really, I want to know where the Ship of Death is in Wyoming.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. First, I want to remind you, if you have something related to Halloween, a funny story, a scary story, whatever it might be, send that to us at kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll try to feature that here in the next few weeks coming up on future editions of The Good Stuff. Okay, so the Ship of Death in Wyoming. Along the Platte River in Wyoming, people have been seeing what's known as the Death Ship way back since the 1800s. According to stories, the ship is covered in heavy fog, and the skeletal crew members stand around a corpse lying on the deck. When they pull back the canvas covering the corpse, it is believed that the witness will see the face of someone they know.
Ooh, that'd scare ya.
We should have sound effects with this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so you would see the face of someone that they know, foreshadowing their imminent death. According to all eyewitness accounts, the person they saw on the deck died the same day they saw the ship floating in the Platte River.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't checked that out, but it's pretty interesting anyway, the Ship of Death in Wyoming.
Might have to do a little fact checking on that. Oh, here's a couple little things to end the day with. Curiosity is one of the certain characteristics of a vigorous mind. And always dream and shoot higher than you know you can go. Okay, may you never lose direction. May you never take a flight as you make a slight correction if your horse bucks to the right. And that comes from Pat Richardson.
And may you tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.